Question en français en premier. French questions first.
Oui, c'est décourageant. Je pense que je suis dans un moment un peu difficile et c'est peut-être si surprenant que ça. Mais j'ai des hauts, j'ai des bas et c'est sûr que ça fait un bout que je me sens pas comme moi-même sur le terrain.
Est-ce que tu es respecté malade?
Non, je ne suis pas malade. Je me sens correct physiquement. J'ai pas vraiment d'explication. Je ne peux pas gagner chaque match. Ça fait 5 de suite que je perds, oui, mais je pense qu'il y a des choses plus pires dans la vie.
Qu'est-ce que tu regrettes le plus dans ce match-là? Parce que quand même, on pensait que tu gagnerais de ça.
Moi, je n'ai jamais pensé comme ça parce que je sais que le tennis, c'est jamais fini. Peut-être, je ne sais pas, dans le deuxième, c'est sûr que j'étais proche, je menais 4-3, j'avais des chances. Peut-être juste de rester un peu plus solide et peut-être d'être, je ne sais pas, c'était difficile pour moi. J'essayais d'être agressive, mais aussi parfois, je voulais garder la balle en jeu un peu plus. Alors, peut-être dans ces moments-là, j'étais peut-être pas assez agressive et elle était celui qui dominait le point. Elle, je pense qu'elle a élevé son jeu un peu. Elle était celui qui contrôlait le point un peu trop. Alors, je dirais que c'est ça qui était pas bon pour moi.
Une question en français?
De l'entraînement, ça.
Ici à Montréal,
je ne sais pas encore.
C'est ça, Jenny, tu ne seras pas sous garde la semaine prochaine. La suite de la saison, ça ressemble à quoi? Là? Madrid, Rome, et Roland Garros?
Oui, le plan, c'est de m'entraîner jusqu'à Madrid.
Michel, en arrière.
Jenny, quand on accumule les défaites une cinquième de suite, est-ce qu'on commence à avoir des doutes sur ce qu'on fait de pas bien, de bien?
Oui, je pense que j'ai dit ça à Charleston que je dois trouver des solutions. Et je pense que j'ai fait un peu mieux dans mon match hier, mais encore aujourd'hui, je me sentais pas bien sur le terrain. Alors, ça va être un long chemin, je pense, à revenir. Ça va prendre du temps. Alors, je vais être patiente et je vais perdre des matchs, mais ça va être, je pense, un parti du processus.
English questions?
Jeannie, is it fair to say that this is the most difficult part of your time in your career?
Yeah, probably. You know, maybe I'm having this sophomore slump that you guys all talk about, so we'll leave it at that.
What, you obviously won the first set and everything wasn't that easy, but you came through. What happened after that?
I mean, it was close in the first set and close in the second, you know, so I think, you know, she just happened to win the second. You know, I might have lost my focus a little bit there, and then it just, you know, kept going downhill, and that's something I need to prevent in the future is, you know, to turn it around and get myself back in the match, and, you know, it's something I know I can do because I've done it my whole life, so I just need to get that back.
Do you expect to have such a strong opponent today?
She definitely played really well. I didn't know her before, but, you know, she came out firing. I think she thought she had nothing to lose and things like that, but I mean, you know, she was really going for her shots. So, you know, during the points, I was a little bit on my heels, you know, having to back up a little bit more than I wanted.
In the back.
I'm sure it's nice. It's always nice to come back home. But is there really maybe an added pressure when you come back here?
I didn't feel any added pressure. I mean, I've felt, you know, a general sense of pressure and, you know, expectations and all that, you know, for a while now. So I don't think it's because I'm here in Montreal.
I know you touched on it in French, but physically, how are you feeling?
Physically, I'm fine. You know, I think it's, you know, a couple of times when things didn't go well, I know it's because my feet stopped moving and I was maybe less physical while playing. So, I mean, those are, you know, the issues.
Jenny, what's the plans from here? I think you're not going to play Stuttgart?
No, I decided not to play Stuttgart, so just training for now.
So what's your first expected time?
Madrid.
What was the biggest reason in the end to not play Stuttgart? Just your sort of general state of being at the moment, or just having ready for the play, or giving yourself more time? What was the biggest and best reason not to play?
I mean, it's unfortunate, first of all, because I was so looking forward to playing that tournament. I've heard many great things.
Of course, for the winner.
Yeah, that. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, with this Fed Cup and the tough turnaround and just in terms of my schedule, it just didn't fit anymore. And, you know, I wanted to take one out of there and give myself time for some training because I think I need that a little bit right now.
Last question.
I'm not sure if you've had a chance to check social media yet. I thought you brought up a good point on Wednesday when you said you're expected to win, and then when you lose, people kind of freak out. What do you tell those people that are kind of freaking out about Canadian tennis and you right now?
Well, I don't talk to those people, so I have nothing to say to them except that I'm trying my best and, you know, I believe in myself.
Thank you.
Thank you.